Of course, a lot of NBA around the country tonight. Figured we'd talk some draft and some playoffs and some other stuff with Steve Kyler, who's with Basketball Insiders. And Steve, how are you?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
Doing okay. Let's start with the Jazz. Do you see any scenario with which the Jazz get in tonight by winning in L.A. and the Rockets somehow losing at home to a very much depleted Sacramento team?
Well, I think you've got the Kobe Bryant factor to weigh in, too. You know, the final game for Kobe, you know, what do you really get? Do his Laker teammates really step up and send him out with a bang, if you will? I think that the cards are kind of stacked against the Jazz. I love this Jazz team. I think they're a better team than the L.A. Lakers, but I think you're going to see the very best version of the L.A. Laker team tonight, and I'm not sure how Utah is going to stack up to that. And you talk about, you know, Houston, they seem to be playing better basketball right now. So not looking good, although I'm the one that says I'd rather see Utah in than Houston Rockets.
Well, I don't think we're going to see the best of the Lakers tonight. We just talked to Bill Oram, their beat writer, and it sounds like Byron Scott's instructed the Lakers to basically feed Kobe Bryant. So it sounds like it's going to be like one of those soccer tribute games where everybody's out there just feeding the star player who gets his tribute game. I just think Kobe's going to take 35 shots tonight. That part I don't see. I think the Jazz could beat the Lakers. I don't see any way the Rockets are going to lose at home, even as bad and dysfunctional as they've been this year. No Cousins, no Collison, no Rondo tonight. I don't think Steph Curry's brother is going to carry the Kings to a victory in Houston.
And I agree with you. And I think when you think about George Karl's, you know, a day away from getting fired, you know, it's just going to be let's get on the plane. I really think that's going to be their mindset. So I do agree with you on every front, except for that I do think we're going to see a fun game from late.
Yeah, we'll see what happens on that front tonight. We'll take more time on this show talking about it moving forward. But I thought that the Jazz with the Western Conference toward the bottom as bad as it was, and even without Exum this year, I thought they should have been a playoff team. I said, you know, ultimately, I think it's a little bit of a failure this year to miss the playoffs. If the Jazz do miss the playoffs, was this year a bit of a disappointment?
Well, I think you've started to see progression, and that's the one thing I look at is, are you moving forward? Are you getting better? Are you embracing? And I think last year, and you know, I talked with Rodney Hood about this during the offseason, was that, you know, that first year, it was just learning language. You know, there was a whole, you know, vocabulary and process and structure to learn under Quinn Snyder, and, you know, this year they had it. They knew it, but then they had injuries. And, you know, look, I don't think there's any team in the NBA that's going to play well without, you know, what we'll call a starting point guard. And I still think that's been, you know, Sheldon Mack's been better than Raul Neto, but still missing that point guard. Hard to win in the NBA, especially in the Western Conference, without an elite point guard. And, you know, maybe that's where Dante Exum's going to come into play. Maybe we'll see something in free agency or the draft that kind of solves that. But I saw progression from this Jazz team on a lot of different fronts. And like you said, they were right there. So now next year, you expect them to be a little more than right there. You expect them to be in the 6-7 hunt, and maybe even the hunt for home court.
Talking to Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders, basketballinsiders.com. You can follow him on Twitter at SteveKylerNBA. As long as we're playing what-if scenarios, can Golden State lose at home tonight to Memphis?
Unlikely, but, you know, you say that, and Memphis took them within one shot. It was, you know, a brick off the side of the backboard to get 71, so anything is possible, but in Golden State with a record on the line, you know, the Golden State Warriors players are snickering at the idea of a minute limit. You know, these guys are going to get this record tonight. I genuinely believe this is the best path for them to do it, right team to do it. I think they're going to put Memphis away pretty quick.
Jakob Poeltl earlier today, we carried it about an hour and a half ago, announced his at his press conference his intentions to go to the NBA. Didn't really catch anybody off guard here in Salt Lake City. Even his head coach, Larry Kostowiak, said, hey, all the meat's off the college bone for Jakob. He's not the chance to come back isn't worth, you know, the little bit of upside that he might get. So he's bound for the NBA. Some of the mock drafts, I don't know if you guys have done a mock draft recently, but most of the mock drafts have him as a lottery, somewhere in that neighborhood of probably 8 to 12. Is that where you see Poeltl?
Yeah, but I do think he has a chance to kind of work his way up a little bit. You know, a lot of times it comes down to who holds the pick. You know, where does Boston end up with their pick? Where does, you know, Charlotte, Orlando end up with their picks? You know, those are kind of some of the teams that tend to kind of, you know, look for you know, what Jakob is. And I think the one thing that, you know, I watched a lot of Jakob Poeltl this year, but when you start to dig into, you know, his advanced analytics, man, he grades off the charts. You know, arguably one of the best graded players in college basketball. And there are a lot of teams, you know, the smart GM types, the number guys, are going to dig into his numbers both offensively and defensively and see that he may be one of the best guys in the draft. And if he can come in and show that he's got NBA strength and that he can handle the banging and the punishment that, you know, centers have to take in the NBA in the low block, and then show a little bit more touch around the basket, you know, he could be one of those guys that kind of plays his way, if you will, up a little higher than that, you know, 10 to, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 range. You know, he could get himself into the 6, 7, 8 discussion, you know, pretty easily, because this draft is not very good. There's a lot of role players in this draft, not very many starters. And, you know, if you're a team that's really looking for an inside presence, Jakob's the best guy on the board. I don't think he's even close.
It's not necessarily a big man's game anymore, but that can somehow help you too sometimes if you're a skilled 7-footer. 12 years ago, Utah had a pretty skilled 7-footer that's still hanging around. He's got a championship ring going for another in Andrew Bogut. Is there a good comp out there for Poeltl, since you've watched a lot of him play? Is there a good NBA comp for him right now?
You know, I've been struggling for that, and again, for the very reason that you mentioned, is we've seen the game kind of go away from the center. I was joking with an executive. He said it's not that the game's going away from the center. There's no good centers. You know, if you had Shaquille O'Neal out there, we'd be playing low-post basketball all night. The heck with the guard. You know, it's about the skill of the center. You know, Jakob is interesting because he's very polished in what he does and does well. You know, you don't see a lot of guys that want to play around the basket. He's willing to do that. Very good rebounder. Not, I wouldn't say an elite-level shot blocker, but, you know, when you talk about rim defender or somebody who can really play close to the basket, you know, he's exactly what the Orlando Magic are missing. So I don't think I've locked in on a real good comparison yet. I generally wait for the NBA folks to give me those.
Steve, give everybody an idea of what you got coming up on the website. Obviously, I'm guessing some playoff previews here in the next couple of days, and then draft stuff too.
Yeah, we start to shift into off-season mode. We're going to see a number of coaches and a couple of executives probably let go here in the next week. We've got a lot of stuff going on in and around the draft. We've got the combine around the corner. We spend a lot of time, you know, in the training sites with these guys as they're preparing. We now see some guys already that are in Portsmouth. We'll see some more that are going to be in the lottery. So a lot of off-season coverage. And as you mentioned, we got the playoffs to kick off next week. So, you know, a lot of fun stuff going on in the NBA.
Steve Kyler, follow him on Twitter at Steve Kyler NBA and also at Basketball Insiders. Thank you, partner. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, my friend.
There you go. Steve Kyler with us talking some NBA basketball.